Hey, Tanner, are you ready for a question? I know the answer to your question.
We're starting now, huh?
Have you ever seen Cat in the Hat before?
Let's reel it in.
The reason that was a rhetorical question?
Yeah.
It's because Tanner, do you know what's special about this movie?
What's so special about? Oh,
bro. This is the first movie we watched together.
Oh, wow. I didn't like that. And I don't think my girlfriend will either. I don't think your girlfriend will either.
No, she'll love it.
For all our audio listeners, we did not hold hands.
We did not.
Man.
They edited the footage.
We clipped it out.
This is podcast gate.
If you guys watch the footage, then you'll know that sometimes Ben leaves random black screens, and that's one of them.
So that happened last episode just because...
Two episodes, bro, in a row.
Oh, really? Happened once in last episode because it's long hours, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
We have a producer do not let him produce.
I'll be better for you. I'll be better for you, Tanner. I'm sorry.
I got us drinks tonight.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got us Minute Maid lemonade.
Wow.
Do you like lemonade?
Lemonade is my second favorite drink on the planet.
Oh.
Maybe third. I think I like milk the most. Like, no joke.
What?
I will chug.
Bro, you're LaCroix boy Ben, though.
Chug a gallon of milk.
You're not gallon of milk Ben.
No, but, I mean, I can't walk around town with a carton or a gallon of milk, you know?
Have you ever drank a whole gallon of milk?
Are you asking if I've ever died before? Because that's what happened if I drink a whole gallon of milk.
That's what will happen?
What would happen? Did you hear about that one person who chugged a whole gallon of water for, like, that Nintendo console, and they ended up dying in the competition?
What?
This was so long ago, but I remember it's, like, one of the memories I have as a kid. Like, why would somebody do that?
Hold on. A gallon of water, like, just, like, straight, like, a chug?
Like, not in one gulp, but in one sitting, they drink a whole gallon of water, and they finished it, and then I guess their body couldn't handle it, and they, like, actually died.
Interesting, because I mean, when I was like on a really good health kick, I don't know if you remember this or not. I think we were friends then.
Health
but
kick.
Like I used to drink a gallon of water a day.
Mm.
I don't know if you knew that or not. I forgot. I mean, I of course didn't sit down, drink the whole thing, and then move on with my day because I would end up like the Nintendo kid and die.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you with a gallon of water in your hand, but I believe it.
Lately, it's been Minute
Maid
lemonade.
All right. Dang
cheers.
It.
You already have a sip.
I had a sip, and now it's on your, yeah.
Man, I
the reason
love,
I did that is because it's just awkward silence.
I love tart lemonade, though.
You love what?
I love how tart lemonade is, this one specifically.
So anyway.
It's so good.
My second favorite drink is LaCroix.
You said lemonade was your second favorite drink.
I said, and then I changed
you said
it.
Milk.
So it was my third favorite.
Oh, so milk.
Milk, LaCroix,
and then lemonade.
Lemonade, and then like cider is kind of like tied with lemonade.
Do you know what my favorite drink is?
What's your favorite drink?
Yeah, really, you don't.
Ooh, it's a soda. It's a pop.
It's not.
Mm. Chocolate milk.
No.
Okay.
I've had it on the show.
I was going to guess.
You
don't like Dr. Pepper.
You see, it's okay.
Okay.
You see me with this drink often, though.
See, we...
Just picture me holding a drink, specifically a can.
I'm thinking of a Bang.
It's not a Bang. Not anymore.
Not anymore, because we both, you
have
know,
heart attacks now, so...
And then,
They must have changed the flavor.
Arizona?
Oh.
Like...
What kind? What kind?
The raspberry?
The Old Man.
Oh, the Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer's my favorite drink, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This is upsetting, too. The other day, we had a... We're like not even getting into the movie yet.
It's fine.
We had a Halloween. It was a day after Halloween party.
Yeah, it was a day after Halloween get together.
And I asked a question. My friend Ben here, Ben Wiersma.
It's me.
My friend Ben, who I do a movie podcast with, I asked him, "Hey, what's my favorite movie?" And he did not know.
I was the one who guessed
it. Did not know.
In the end, it
yeah,
took him
but
like seven tries.
It took a minute.
Yeah.
And my best friend was there, too.
Well, he didn't know either.
He didn't know either.
I think he's a little higher up than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my movie friend, my co-host for a movie podcast. Yeah. Anyway.
Can I just say, I really appreciate this podcast with you because it's the only time I really get to hang out and talk.
Dude, it really is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we're, like, talking just now because, like, I haven't caught up with you in a while.
Catching up. How's your ointment? How's the ointment
treating
you?
It's been that long since we haven't talked. I actually got rid of the ointment.
Oh, yeah, you're
and I'm now on pills.
You're on the meds now.
I'm on the meds.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, yes. I haven't switched over yet either.
I couldn't reach the spot anymore.
I have the same problem that you have, unfortunately.
What?
I have like I'm not on the meds yet. I'm using the same ointment though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we have the same. Like, I didn't finish my bottle, so if you want, I can give you my
honestly,
bottle.
Honestly,
ointment.
After the show, give me the bottle.
Yeah, and if you need me ever to like come over and like get it, if you can't reach it, because I know like it was similar spots, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, mine requires like a full like bend over kind of deal.
Yeah.
So
yes. That's my middle name.
Ben
Dover.
Ben
yeah.
Dover. Where's my?
No, kids are more cruel than that. I had a worse name in high school that I will not say in the podcast.
Okay, tell me after. Please.
So, Cat in the Hat. Let's talk about the movie.
Oh, dude.
We're
yeah.
Only 8 minutes in.
What's it rated?
It's rated PG for pure gato.
Pure gold.
Spanish
it's for pure gold.
Pure gold.
What year did it come out? Do you know?
You know.
I don't. This is your role.
Oh, man. See, I think you're always more prepared than I am.
I think it's 2003 or 2004. Or it might be 2005.
Is it the year of the cat?
Oh, dude, you look it up real quick. Now it's bugging me. Bow, the year of bow, the cat. Bow,
meow. What year? I think I was born year of the dragon or year of the dog.
I didn't know that there was a year for animals.
It's like the, ooh, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's the Chinese New Year. Animals every year.
Okay.
Like year of the dog, year of the cat, year of the fish.
That's pretty dope.
2003.
Oh, it came out in 2003. Okay.
Family / comedy, 122 minutes.
Yeah, it was a short movie.
It's pretty short. Feels long.
Can I tell you what I did today when I was watching it?
Yes.
So I was like, oh, I'll put it on. Keep in mind, this is the movie I picked, and there's a reason I picked it is because I know this movie like the back of my hand, okay? Mm-hmm. So how I watched the movie was I like turned it on and just watched
the movie.
I played it on my phone because I looked up 123movies.com and watched it for free.
Illegally.
I don't care.
Okay.
They're not going to find me. They're not going to find me. Good luck, cops. I'm just kidding.
Good luck, copper.
But we, I turned it on and then I just moved into my new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I got a meal prep. So I decided I'm going to make, I'm going to have a whole sack of potatoes and cut them and dice them and mash them and keep like a zip, like a Betty Crocker Tupperware of mashed potatoes on hand for the week.
So you peeled, diced, and mashed potatoes while watching this movie?
I literally did. And by That's the time fantastic. I was done, by the time I took a spoonful of it, I was already at the end of the movie.
I was going to say, like, for an hour, 22 minutes, that's a pretty good...
Perfect timing. If you need to know how long it takes to make mashed potatoes, if you're at home for Thanksgiving, turn on Cat in the Hat. You'll be good by the end of it.
Perfect timing. Yeah. A good pace. The scene where Alec Baldwin sneezes into his hands and all the goop comes out is when you should take them out of the oven.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yep. The oven? Mashed potatoes in the oven, huh?
Don't I make them different?
Why do you put them in the oven?
My grandma's recipe.
Oh, for real?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Cat Weird. In the Hat. You want to do the summary?
I'm ready, dude. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we got that timer, bros.
Got that Timmy timer.
Timmy Jimmy Power Hour.
Timmy
Do you remember
timer?
That?
Who?
Timmy Jimmy Power Hour?
Never heard of
it. No that. Way.
Power Hour, never heard of her.
It's right. it's... I'll tell you really, really quick.
Yes.
It is Timmy Turner from Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
And Jimmy Neutron. And they did an episode together. It was like an hour long episode.
Yeah.
They call it Jimmy or Timmy. I forget which order. Jimmy Timmy
Power Hour.
And they
I remember seeing the animations of them swapped.
Yes.
Yeah. Different animations.
It was
styles.
Weird. It was
That's
very
awesome.
Weird. But
That's awesome.
Yep. Okay.
Cool. Ready for 5 minutes?
Yeah, you're going now.
Yeah, okay, Cat in the Hat.
You did this to me once.
All right. I'm going to say how the movie starts. So Lucy is the girl, right? Sally is the girl, and Conrad is the boy.
Yep.
So they're home alone, just like in the book. I wanted to grab the book and just read it, but I thought I couldn't find it.
We do have the movie.
That would have been funny. Can I just read the
No,
back of this?
Put that down.
grab a place on the couch or go find a seat.
Give me that.
For your and a wonderful Dr. Seuss treat.
Okay. Give me that.
I'll put it back right here. That would have been good, though.
Go.
So they're home alone, and the mom's not there because she's out doing groceries or something like that.
She's working.
She's out working. They're home alone, and they need to keep the house clean because the mom's boss is coming over later the night, and maybe she'll get a promotion. And then there with the kids is Mrs. Chen, and then Alec Baldwin as the mom's boyfriend, who's kind of nice around the mom, but not nice around the kids. And there's also a cat in the hat there with them, too, in the form of Mike Myers in a weird costume. I don't like furries.
What?
No offense.
What are you doing?
No offense. No offense.
Sorry, Matt Fulton.
It's just not. He's not a furry. He's not a furry. He's not.
I just know he listens. Go on, hurry. 3 minutes, 36 seconds.
So it was hard for me to watch this movie. Like, genuinely. Like,
why are you telling me how you felt about it? Tell me what happened.
Okay. I had to preface my attitude towards the rest of the summer. Right. Anyway.
Right.
So the cat in the hat gets there. It's kind of like a horror movie with her first little bit. They're like running away from the cat, and he keeps popping up in places like, boo, jump scare, boo, jump scare, boo. I'm going to jump on your couch and fix it, and I got plumber's crack, and I'm jumping across the.
It's not scary.
It was a little bit.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, traumatizing factor, anybody? 10 out of 10.
We're not even there yet.
And then so pretty much I don't even know the order of events in which the events take place.
That's fine.
But everything goes wrong. You know, okay, yeah. The cat starts messing up the house. He makes these, like, purple cupcakes, and it explodes everywhere. And he's, like, tearing up furniture. And then he brings in thing one and thing two. And they start, like, tearing up the house. And everything goes wrong, just like in the kids' book.
Yep.
Except they're also trying to keep it a secret from Alec Baldwin, because he's trying to be like, I'm going to freaking kill the kids.
What?
He's going to kill the kids. He's right. Not going to kill the kids. But I don't really know what his motive is.
Oh.
Is it...
Is keep going. Two okay. minutes and 29 seconds.
And then they drive a car. The super looper automobile.
This part's important, apparently.
I forget what the abbreviation is for, but they drive around on that thing. There's a talking fish,
yep.
And then the whole house is starting to get sucked into this big crate that thing one and thing two came out of, into a portal of just, like, complete chaos and mess. And they lost the lock for it, which is like a little lobster, little crab-looking guy. Yep. So they have to find that dude so they can close the box before the whole entire house gets sucked into it and just messes everywhere. So long story short... they find
full it. Minute and a half
they
left.
Find it, and they put it on the box, and everything stops. And then Alec Baldwin like falls through like the tapestry. Falls through the tapestry that's covering up the main hallway. And he falls through. He goes off the cliff, and they're like, and he's allergic to cats.
Right.
He's allergic to cats. And the mom comes home just after the cat leaves, and then the cat comes back and cleans up the house just as the mom walks in, and it's spotless. It's perfect. And Mrs. Chen is fine. She's just snoozing the whole time.
It's Mrs. Kwan.
Ooh. Yikes. Mrs. Kwan. No, I thought it was Mrs. Chen.
Not Mrs. Kwan. I remember that line.
Oh. Man, I feel bad now. Anyway, I always feel like Kwan every time I say Chen.
Yeah.
Just dub it over.
Yeah.
And then Alec Baldwin, like, crawls to the front door. He's covered in purple goop. And he's like, please, I love you. Like, marry me. And he sneezes into his hands, and it's gross, like, purpley snot. And he gets kicked out. And Conrad learns to be more behaved, a better behaved child.
Hmm.
Sally learns to not be such... a suck up, as Alec Baldwin does it, yep. And he clamps his teeth together. Ugh.
Yeah, I love it.
And then the cat goes away. He finds out he's the narrator of the story, and they're happy family once again. And the boss comes over, and she gets the promotion, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Mike Myers walks into the sunset with thing one and thing two. The end.
Wow, with 3 seconds left.
Duh.
Good job, Ben.
Fired.
Wow, that was incredible, except you missed a lot.
I just can't remember the order in which they mess up the house. You know?
Yeah, no, I get
you know,
that.
It's just a lot of chaos, and you can't...
You kind of were hitting...
I was definitely hitting on the chaos part of it.
The Cupcake Park kind of sets the tone as why, like, they need to clean the house, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Beams were falling, dog. Stairs were out of place. Her arms were cut off.
Beans?
Her legs were
beans?
Cut off. Beam is, like, oh, like stair, like the beams?
The kid who plays Beans and Even Stevens is in the movie.
Conrad?
No, it's the kid at the birthday party.
The one who hits the Grinch? Oh, yeah.
The Grinch.
Grinch. The Grinch.
Oh, I got to tell you something. Remember my girlfriend part? Really wants us to do the Grinch for the Christmas episode starting next week. Keep stay tuned. But she really wants you to pick because she knows what movies I'm going to pick.
Okay. Okay. I'll think about it. No.
I'm like not being selfless about it.
I won't do it. No, I'll choose something like that.
Yeah, I don't care. It's I would have to be the one to talk about it.
Yeah, you would.
Great. I like the Grinch, but it's not my favorite, man.
Pardon me, man. I'm just putting my cat back on.
I'm not a man.
Man.
Oh, it's okay, man. Anyway, let's get into this movie.
Anyway, so I don't really have
everywhere tonight.
Anything else besides I don't remember this movie much as a kid, and then just a list of quotes. That's all I have for notes for this episode. So Tanner, tell me, this is one of your favorite movies.
Oh yeah.
It's one of your favorite movies. So take it away.
Top 20 my favorite movies.
Okay.
We gotta keep a list of Tanners whenever he says it.
Is it like closer to the 20s or closer to like the ones? Like the top 10s. When you say a top 20, closer, it makes me think that it's like number 20.
It's
you know?
Between 10 and 20, and it's closer to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, dude, this movie. Okay, so like I remember the first time I saw this movie.
Okay.
It was when it was coming out, and now I'm pretty sure. I'll get into that in a second. But I remember it was me and my brother. Maybe my sister, but we went with my aunt and her husband, and we went, and they took us to go see it in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember right after we went and got Burger King, and I was gonna say I think they had Cat in the Hat toys,
Cat in the Hat merch at Burger King.
I think merch, I think they had merch. buy a T-shirt with a Whopper, but I thought they had the toys.
Did they even have the Whopper back then?
The Whoppers.
How old
Whopper's the OG.
Is it
like,
really?
It's like the staple for Burger King.
Okay.
Did you know that Burger King came out a year before McDonald's? Yeah, I found that out.
Wow. Interesting.
Me and Andrew, my buddy, my other podcast, listen to Talk Time with Tandrew, available only on Spotify.
Hey, don't.
There was an episode where I plugged our podcast on that podcast.
Yeah, I listened to it.
But
I listened to your other podcast, Tanner.
I didn't like that. black screen.
Black screen.
But we went, me and him went and took a trip to Kansas City a couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Burger King on the way there. And
yeah, you did.
There was a sign that said open since 1954. And I was like, and I knew that McDonald's opened in 1955.
Because
so like,
you watched the movie The Founder with Michael Keaton.
It's a great movie.
Great movie.
It's literally one of those movies I could put in the background and just like
10 out of 10.
Chill out.
10 out of 10. Love Michael Keaton.
Yeah. But that was my memory, my first time seeing The Cat in the Hat. And I just remember I like thought it was the funniest thing I had ever seen. Like your Aliens in the Attic?
Yes.
Whoa. So sorry.
Tanner just knocking the mics around.
I'm excited. So your Aliens in the Attic is my Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
Like, I thought it was the funniest movie.
Yeah. Ever. Have you peed your pants multiple times watching this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I love it so much. I literally bought the movie.
Isn't
there? I literally bought the movie.
We have it with us. We had the Iron Giant movie when we talked about Iron Giant.
You know what's funny? I'm looking at these movies and I'm like,
our stack of movies next to us, yeah.
I'm thinking about what movies we're going to do later on, like throughout the... Can I explain that we're doing different seasons, like it's not a continual thing?
Yeah, go for it.
We're
doing different seasons. It's not a continual thing.
Jerk.
Anyway, okay, go on.
Wait until the end of season one. We got something special planned for
that
it.
That we do.
We can't give any details, but...
No, because we don't know yet.
Just imagine...
Are you joking?
Just imagine coffee. I don't know. I just made that up.
Whoa.
Anyway.
I know what you're talking about over there.
Anyway. So that's what I thought of it then. I love the movie. And now watching it, like I can see how it's weird. Like I can accept that. It's a little strange. But man, like the humor in it is so like, it reminds me of just like a Jim Carrey performance or like the Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice. Like it's seems very witty, and like I'm wondering how many lines Mike Myers came up
with. Everything in this movie is improvised.
How do you know?
Everything.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, it has to be, because
I think
there's no way the director wrote all that.
No. Or the writer.
Yeah.
That's
what I meant.
No, I'm sorry. That was very douchey of me. I apologize. Guys, I am high.
He doesn't even know my favorite movie, so.
Back to the Future.
I know yours.
What is it?
Fantastic Mr. Fox, baby.
Yeah, it is. That is one that I didn't watch as a kid, so we can't do it on the episode, but.
Oh, for real?
I didn't watch it as a kid at all.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah. But it's a great movie. Go watch it. Animated, but it's like not a kiddie movie, you know? It's Wes Anderson, if you like looking at pretty things. Like I like looking at,
what?
Me in the mirror.
You were going to say me, weren't you?
I was not going to say you. I was not going to say you.
Oh my gosh.
There are so many adult themes in this movie.
So many.
I think that's why I didn't like it as a kid, because I didn't know why the movie made me feel the way I did sometimes, you know?
Well, how did it make you feel?
I couldn't process those emotions yet.
Did you see this movie growing up?
I did.
Okay.
A couple times. Okay. I think I was too young to remember it.
Okay.
And then I like watched clips of it while growing up without ever watching like the full thing again. It just made me feel icky.
Okay.
Not like holes icky.
Right. Okay.
But like,
I don't get it.
Morally icky.
Really?
If that makes sense.
Why?
If that makes sense, I don't know. I don't know. It's a kid's movie, but there's something strangely, I'm going to say the word, sexual about the Cat in the Hat. Can I say that? Not where, like, you're attracted to him, but he is a very, like, sexual character, I feel. You know?
Really?
There's that scene where, like, he's looking at the picture of the mom, and, like, he folds it down, and, like, it shows the rest of the
mom's hat,
body.
Like, goes, dling.
And his hat goes, dling, dling.
Okay, okay. Like, I can see that.
What does that mean? And then just, like, a lot of, like, the woman's clothes are super tight, and, like, the mom wears, like, super tight clothes, and...
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
Confusing times for a young
Benjamin.
Now
that you're saying that, I can see that.
Yeah. But I think
the movie was made for, like, kids to be like, oh, it's a Dr. Seuss book, woo! Mm-hmm. And then the adults who are with them to be like, oh, okay, I can kind of like this, too. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So.
As most kids' movies are, you know?
Yeah.
You know, without those little jokes in the kids' movies and making kids question, like, why do I feel this way?
That's
maybe it's,
you.
Maybe it's there to help us along the way.
That's you. That wasn't me.
Okay.
It's a 50-50 shot right here with all the kids. Here's the deal. I think I appreciate it now more that I see the funny jokes.
Oh, for sure.
The adult jokes, because now I'm like, man, that is really funny and really witty.
When we watched it together with our friends and our girlfriends,
it was just girlfriends.
It was just girlfriends. It was a double date watching
your girlfriend and your cousin.
And my cousin. Yes. Yep. Yep. It was funny.
I
never thought this movie was funny. I just saw people hating on it. I'm like, it's probably just a really dumb movie. But I watched it again, and I'm like, yeah, this is actually kind of, I can get behind this. It's not a good movie, but it's a funny one.
You don't think it's a good movie?
I don't think it's a good movie. I don't think it's a good movie. There are specific scenes that I can think of in this movie where Mike Myers is just hamming it up so hard in an attempt to save the movie.
like,
doing everything he can. Like, there are parts when he's just, like, talking to the kids, he just, like, laugh, and it'll just be awkward for a little bit, and he'll go, like, bite at them and then drive off. Like, he's trying so hard to save this movie, and it's...
He does a good job.
Sometimes it works, it doesn't. The coconut boobs, like, when he's, like, a little more, like, the...
It was this cat I knew back home where I was, bred.
Yeah, yeah, and then, like, the coconut butt cheeks. I'm like, what is this? And he bends over, he's like, this cat butt. I'm like, there's too much of this movie. There's too much cat in this movie.
I freaking love this movie, though.
Let's check what's under the hood.
Sorry. Dude, you're missing the best part of the movie is the cooking scene.
I wanted to leave that out to talk about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, because that is my
the funniest scene I've seen in a movie in a long time.
I will go back on YouTube at 2 a.m. when I'm bored and look up that scene just to feel something. Because that movie, that scene is so funny.
Well, that can transition well into the quotes, because a lot of these quotes are
from
that
scene. Okay, all right.
So the first one is, I'll get you. and it'll look like a bloody accident. I'll get you. I'll kill you. I'll make it look like a bloody accident.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. He changes accents throughout the movie. I love it.
Love it.
It's great.
Okay.
And then Sally
said. Not a good movie, though?
What?
Not a good movie, though?
No.
Continue.
Sally says, like the circus. And then the cat says, yeah, but without those tortured animals and drunken clowns that have hepatitis.
Yes, yes.
That's funny. And then he's in the garden.
I just noticed that one today. I just noticed that quote, yeah.
See, I didn't watch the whole movie again. I watched other people watch it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think it was really funny because it was fun to hear their, like, quips and, like, steal their jokes for the podcast, you know, when I run out of stuff to say.
Right.
But there's a scene when they're in the garden outside, and then the cat in the hat grabs a gardening tool and says, dirty hoe. I'm sorry, baby. I love you.
I'm sorry, baby.
He's talking to a hoe. It's great. It's beautiful stuff. I'm sorry, baby. I love you.
I love you.
And then my favorite line in this movie is actually from Alec Baldwin. It's when the dog is in his car.
Oh, no,
he keeps going,
oh. You whizzed on my taco.
I can't believe you whizzed on my taco. It's great. It's great. I don't.
I love that scene because he like he goes.
He keeps smelling it.
You know, he goes, oh.
It's like you can't believe it.
Oh, dude, I just noticed something. Yes. Podcast Inception.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin, Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's two.
That's a connection.
We'll make the list, guys. We keep saying it, but we'll make the list of all the actors in this movie that overlap. We gotta,
where are we putting the list?
We got to make a tally list.
Where would we put a tally list? Right. Okay.
It'll be for fun.
Okay. Your way of fun is doing that in an Excel sheet.
My way of fun is opening up a good old Excel spreadsheet and just typing away.
You're right, yeah.
You pay the woman. You,
blah. Are you getting another quote? Because you just randomly started saying something.
You pay this woman to sit on babies. That's disgusting. I do it for nothing.
And then he does that weird laugh. Like,
yeah. And then he like does this and then walks away.
The
like,
laugh.
Stop.
The laugh does seem too much at some points.
The laugh. Yeah, it's like I said, obnoxious. He's hamming it up to save the movie, but he's also the best part of the movie by far.
Yes.
And then they use the mom's dress that she was going to wear that night when the boss came over to clean up the walls. And Sally is like, Cat, that's my mom's dress. That's her best dress. You ruined it.
Oh, I know.
And he says, honey, it was ruined when she bought it. And then he like snaps around.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And then and then my second favorite line. From the movie.
See, you're having fun. Here's
the
thing, guys.
I am having fun. It's not a good movie.
Here's the thing.
But it's a fun movie.
But it's a okay. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why.
I don't think a movie needs to be good to be memorable, you know? Like, is this a good movie? I don't think so.
Oh, so, like, I'm thinking of the example of what's the really bad movie? I did not hit her.
Oh, The Room?
The Room?
See, that's
a memorable movie.
It's so bad it's good. As
it's memorable, but it's not good.
Yes.
Okay, now Okay, now I can say what you're saying. Okay.
I don't not like the movie. I just don't think it's a good movie. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For sure.
Now it knows.
And then my second favorite line is the cat getting like eye to eye with Lucy. Just saying.
Sally.
Sally. Sorry.
Conrad.
Conrad.
Condor.
Condor.
Remember he kept saying he kept butchering his name.
The joke where the cat kept saying
his name
wrong through the movie.
And
I'm like,
Because then.
Silly cat.
But then. There was closure at the end when he finally looked at him and said, Conrad. Yeah. And my heart melted a little bit, man. Anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
You're not wrong. You're stupid. And you're ugly. Just like your mom. Just like your mom. And then he walks mom. And then he like stares at her for like 5 seconds and then like does a weird arm thing again and walks away. And I'm just like, okay.
Right.
Okay, Cat. Okay, Cat.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited. Cat, your tail.
Oh, what about it? I can literally reenact the scene. I see. I've chopped it off. And then he goes, and he goes, son of a.
Hang in there.
And then it's, dude, did you see all the shots in that part? There was a shot of the cat. Covering the kid's ears, and then the host going like this, and then the
like
thing
out,
pops up on the screen. Hang in there, baby.
I think that's a great, that's the best part of the movie. Can we agree on that?
That's the best part. I also really like the scene where when he gets hit by the bat, and it transitions into him swinging in a dream. Easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah. It's so random.
It's so funny, man.
So random.
I love this movie so much.
And that's all I have written down for this movie.
Okay.
Like, it's a blank document after this point. So what do we even do
next?
You
didn't even look up the Rotten Tomatoes on this.
No, but I'll do that right
now. Do that right now. I'll tell you my traumatizing scale where you do
for
that.
Sure. Go for it.
My traumatizing scale is zero. I think this is super funny. Also, I forgot to bring up, what was the role of the fish? Why was he in the movie at
all? He was supposed to be the conscience. Moral compass of the movie, but he did nothing.
Yeah, they literally didn't even give him an outro.
He did nothing. Also, can I say that the cover photo on Rotten Tomatoes for Cat in the Hat is the babysitter?
Do it. Put it up right here.
Yeah, it's this picture right here. Like, okay. you look it up, and then it's just her sleeping
really?
On a bed of goo. Yikes! Wow.
She was funny too. She's like, yeah, oh, there was a scene
when she's watching TV.
Man, if I was doing this movie, if I was sitting right there doing this movie, I would. That page would be covered in quotes because there's a scene where that babysitter goes. She's watching wrestling on the thing, and she goes, "You tell them no more big government." I don't know why that one always tickles me, dude.
I think that she has more of a role in this movie than the fish does.
Yes, I agree. And she's asleep.
You know what else is crazy?
What?
This movie has a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
9?
9%.
9! Show me.
0.9.
Tilt it.
Look at it. I can't tilt it. I'm going to mess up the mics.
No way.
That's pretty low.
It's so funny.
That's pretty low.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm scrolling. I don't see one positive review. There's one positive review.
Read it.
But it's just a tomato. It doesn't have any words to it. It's just like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
But what's interesting, I think why that happens, is I found out exactly why Rotten Tomatoes is so, quote unquote, controversial in their scale.
Okay.
It's because it only takes into account, I believe, positive and negative scores. So these critics only give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Okay.
So if you don't like the movie, it's a thumbs down, and that brings it down a lot. So it's based on people's
majority
thumbs up or thumbs down. So I guess
is it a majority
82% of the people put a thumbs down.
Therefore it's a
it's a thumbs down. But it's not this movie's a 7 out of 10. It's either thumbs up or thumbs down. So it's extremes both ways, which is why Rotten Tomatoes can be so whatever, because it's not accurate to how people think. How people view the movie.
You only can choose one or the other.
I believe so.
Okay, because only a Sith.
I'm not a Rotten Tomato certified critic, so.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
What this guy said. Nerd. Freaking nerd. Freaking nerd.
Would you call me?
Freaking nerd.
I'm not a nerd.
Freaking nerd?
I'm not a nerd.
Yeah?
I'm not a nerd.
If you're not a nerd, then name all the Star Wars movies in order and get it wrong. Because only a nerd like yourself would be able to get it right.
Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, New Hope, Empire, Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker.
Nerd!
Oh, God dang it, no!
Nerd!
Dang it. I think that's going to be the clip that we put on Instagram. Dang it.
It's okay.
I'm not a nerd.
It's okay. What do you think is worse? Star Wars nerds or Lord of the Rings nerds?
Lord of the Rings nerds, dude.
Yeah. Because you don't really have to,
I hate those movies.
You don't really memorize a different language for Star Wars, you know?
They're
Lord of the Rings stands. Teach their own. Like I said with the furries, you know? Teach their own.
Here we go.
It kind of freaked me out, but, you know, if it...
Man, you're just attacking people with characteristic
left and right.
Traits.
You know what? I'm very controversial this episode.
Really are. We need to put
it explicit on this
episode.
I'm saying people's names wrong. I'm calling out groups of people and treating them as if they're the same person.
Yeah, Matt Fulton.
I'm calling you a nerd.
Matt Fulton. How close are you and Matt? Because
we're best bros.
Frank.
We're broskies.
Dang it.
He probably doesn't like how much we're talking about him on the episode.
Really?
He's like, can you stop?
Matt, this is my apology to you.
We will never say your name again.
Yeah. Starting now.
Starting now, Matt Fulton.
Sorry, okay. Man. Sorry, Matt.
Fulton. 9%
okay, so
is
nine,
too low.
I agree.
30%.
That's yours?
30% for me.
Okay. Well, what's your traumatizing scale?
Oh yeah, traumatizing. I'll say one or two. I'll give it a 1.5 just because of cat kind of freaks me out just a little bit. But
do you
think
this movie's cringe at all? At some points,
Is it cringe? I think some points it's painfully unfunny, but okay. I don't think it's cringe unless that's the same thing.
No.
Cringe would be
cringe is like cringe, oh god, I don't like
cringe would
that.
Be if they're being unfunny and acting like they are funny. I think Mike Myers is well aware that he's not being that funny in a lot of this movie, and he just doesn't care.
Right. I want to know how much he got paid for this movie.
Probably a lot.
Because there's some scenes where I'm like, mm-hmm. he's literally like, he's a cat. Yeah. He dressed up like that, you know. Like,
but okay, but then we look at. The Grinch. We look at Jim Carrey, but we don't, like, I feel like the Grinch is, like, in a separate
The Grinch
category.
Is, like, the Beetlejuice of that movie. Like,
what does that even mean?
Like, it's so iconic, like, I don't care how ridiculous it seems.
Mm. In comparison to what?
To Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Like, Michael Keaton's character, like, he, like, steals the show every time he's on screen.
I gotcha.
Even though he looks weird and is, like, his whole character arc is weird. That's the Jim Carrey.
But, like, why is are you saying that's why the Grinch is, like, thought more highly of? Because this movie's a lot weirder. I think that this movie's closer to Beetlejuice than the Grinch is. Oh, for sure.
Really?
Takes place in a house. The house is being, like,
That doesn't have anything to do with it. I just mean the character arc of these people.
Okay. I got you. Because
didn't Jim Carrey, like, I think that's a known thing. Like, didn't he, like, improvise a lot for the Grinch?
Yeah. And okay. He also was, like, trained by interrogation experts in the FBI. Because, like, you get so, not interrogation, something experts, like, when they're, like, under a lot of stress. Because, like, you're in that full caked on. You know what? We're talking too much about the Grinch. Talk about the Cat in the Hat. You're in so much makeup and so much, like, costume and fur. Like, they're like, if you see something, just eat it. If you want to eat it, you just eat it. If you want to smoke, like, have a smoke break. Like, just do what you want so that you, like, aren't feeling trapped. You know? Feel the freedom of being able to do what you want so you're not stuck in your cat suit all day.
It reminds me of that that show you showed me.
You
should probably leave. Or he's like, I can't breathe in this thing.
I don't want to
be around anymore.
It's the scene where he's in the shopping mall.
Too much stuff on me.
And he's dressed as this one dude, and he just stops doing the prank because he's in too much clothes. And he doesn't want to follow the prank anymore because he's uncomfortable. It's very niche humor, but it's funny. It's really good.
There's too much stuff on me.
We're at 40 minutes, Tanner.
Wow.
We're at 40 minutes. Let's move to, let's see. I guess just rating the movie.
So you gave your Rotten Tomatoes like a 30?
Yeah, out of Thing 1 and Thing 2, I'd give it like a Thing 1 point. No, I'd give it like a Thing 0.5.
Okay.
You know? Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about it.
5?
0.5. So like 0.5, 1, 1.5, 2. I'm getting it like a 20-30%.
What's your number?
20%.
30?
20%.
20%?
30%.
You're killing me right now. You literally just said, we're at 40 minutes. But let me drag out this dumb bit that I have.
Our bits are so funny, though, Tanner. We have good bits.
Yeah.
Good bits. Good 30%.
Okay. I was going to say, for my Rotten Tomatoes, or Totten Tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
It's about how many packs of hot dogs he puts inside the cupcake in Nata. I would give this about. I agree. The more you talk about it, the more I disagree, or more that I do agree.
Okay.
This movie is not that good.
You scared me there for a second. Like, I thought you disagreed with me.
No, but I do think this is like a lower number than like how I would actually give like a movie I enjoy.
Okay,
but I'll probably give it like a 55.
What do you want to give it, and what do you think you
I
want to
give
it?
I want to give it like a 70, okay. Just because I love this movie. I think my attachment to nostalgia is kind of like helping.
Then you know what, Tanner? I think you give it a 70.
I'll meet in the middle. I'll give it 65.
Okay,
65.
I like that.
65 for me.
I like that.
Wow.
Cool. So we just put that Cat in the Hat. That's what we did.
That was good.
Yeah. Thanks, man. That's
here
a
he
saying.
Is.
That's
look
a
at
phrase.
Him. Look at that face.
If you hit
hold on
the mic stand one more time, I'm going to hit you. Tanner? Where'd you go?
Tanner? Where'd you go? Where'd
you go? You know what? You know what I should have called you this episode? The tan in the can.
Tan in the can?
Tan in the can. Instead of cat in the hat, you're the tan in the can.
Thank you.
You should have worn a can on your head.
All right.
We got funny bits on this podcast. Yeah. Tanner.
Bussin. Yes, sir. Why did I call you? Yes, why did I say
what
sir?
Did you, what, sheesh. Go we'll on. Move on. What are we doing next?
You tell me, bro.
I tell you. I tell you.
Tell me.
Well, do you know what next week is, Tanner?
It's the start of the Christmas season, holiday baby. Season.
Ho, ho, ho. What'd you just call me?
I said ho, ho, ho.
Oh, oh.
Dory
oh.
ho.
I'm kidding, baby. I love you.
I love you, baby. I'm
We're watching Gremlins.
Gremlins.
We're watching Gremlins because Tanner doesn't like scary movies, and I love them. So I'm trying to, like, not be mean, but, like, show you a little bit more of me and, like, what Christmas movies mean to me.
By watching Gremlins.
By watching okay. Gremlins.
Christmas means cheerfulness, joy,
and
horror.
And a horror. And boils bubbling off of little gremlin creatures in the sunlight.
Oh, dude, I don't know this. I've never seen this.
Really?
Really?
Well, they're allergic to the sun.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell me now. I got to figure this out next week.
Don't get in water.
Oh, by the way, hey.
Hey.
Guys.
Guys.
Ben's birthday's this week. Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday this week. Thanks, man. So 21. You know what we can do now?
We can actually do
we can
the podcast.
Actually do what we wanted to do originally and drink beers.
I'm not drinking beers.
So some brewskis
so
with
wine
the brewskis.
Coolers.
Wine coolers. Do we start off fancier first episode? Some fine dining? Some nice...
Some sangria.
Some nice... Ooh. We'll think about it.
Sangria.
We'll think about it and get back to you. So, next
LaCroix Boy Ben
episode.
And Reel It In Podcast. Go ahead, Tanner, plug away.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, OnlyFans at Tanner Reckledge. And I'll listen to my other podcast with my best friend Andrew.
What's it called? Tanner, what's it called?
It's called Tandrew.
Talk Time.
Talk Time with Tandrew. And then listen to my Christian podcast, Grow and Go. It's really great.
Thank you.
And, yeah, that's all I got for today.
Hey, man, I think what we should do right now is take a moment of silence. So, you know, actually bow your head real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, for sure.
Keep it real.